Good evening, Audio Boom.
Well, it is evening here. It's a very hot evening. I'm in Richmond at the moment, but I'm going to go home in a minute.
Just thought I'd do a quick Audio Boom about a frustrating experience I just had in a chain restaurant that's normally very good, but today was awful. I think they didn't have enough staff. They were very, very busy. I had a very, very hot walk along the River Thames and then decided to go to this place, which I won't name because, like I say, they're normally very good, but to have a coffee and a very large glass of water with ice. Incidentally, I asked for lots of ice and just got a bit, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, enjoy just being in there because it was cold and air conditioned, cool, which was lovely because it's boiling out here. I do love the hot weather, but it was nice to cool down for a bit. Summer is my favourite time of year. Anyway, I digress. I sat there for ages, and often when waiters went past, and I could tell they were waiters because they were doing things with cutlery or carrying a load of wine glasses or anything. They were doing waitery or waitressy things that other people wouldn't do. And I said, excuse me, and hello, and stuff like that every time I knew for definite that they went past. And nobody came. And I thought, you know what? I could leave this restaurant and not pay for the coffee I had. I didn't do that. I did leave the money on the table, because I know how much they charge for coffee. But I did it with the attitude of, do you know what? If they don't pick it up, that's up to them. Because nobody was interested in taking my money or serving me. And actually, I could smell the food that other people were having. And I thought, do you know what? It's really nice in here with the air conditioning. Perhaps I'll have a small meal. Because in there you can buy smaller meals that aren't as expensive and not as big, because I'm not that hungry, it's a hot day. Anyway, they lost my business because they never came to my table after they'd given me the coffee. Perhaps they just thought, you know, dead loss, just coffee, doesn't want a meal. Yes, thank you. Bit disappointed by that, really. I will chat to them next time I go there and it's quieter, and if they don't seem bothered then I may do a tweet saying who it was. People who know me very well will probably have a good guess, and I'll tell you in private if you want, but real shame, because it's normally a very, very good, friendly restaurant. So, yeah, a bit disappointed by that. And like I say, they lost my business as well. I would have spent more there if they'd bothered to come to my table. But yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
I think it's partly a thing of blindness as well, you know, not being able to attract somebody's attention easily somewhere like that. I wasn't important as a customer today at all, which is a real shame and a rare experience with that company. Anyway, hope everyone else is having a good day. I'm going to go home and have something to eat and perhaps go and sit in my garden, because it may be a bit cooler there, because it's not on the sunny side of the house. So take care, everybody. If you're somewhere hot, try and drink plenty of water and keep hydrated. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.